Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings. Welcome to the DDP. Let's jump back into the Old Testament. Look at a passage of Scripture where David gives us a few pretty good pieces of advice. He says in Psalms 37 to fret not yourself. And it really serves as a set of bookends on a list of instructions, because verse 1 of Psalms 37 and verse 8 tell us not to fret. And then in between there, we get 5 great responsibilities. Let's start first of all with the idea of fret. It's not a word we use all that much today. It means to be hot, to be furious, or to burn. Thus, David is telling us not to let others determine our actions. People are going to do wicked around you. The wicked are going to prosper, but they're not reason for you to lose focus. Look at the 5 things David lists for us. Trust in the Lord, delight yourself in the Lord, commit your way to the Lord, rest in the Lord, cease from anger. If we don't place our confidence in those around us, we're going to have a starting point for bringing these 5 things to pass, because as we bring these to pass, we will see even less fretting on our part. Notice that the first 4 instructions are in the Lord, while the last is an end result. If you place His finished work on the pedestal that it deserves, then ceasing from anger becomes easy to do. Psalms 84:12 says, "Trust in the Lord and do good. The man that trusts in the covenant God is blessed." When you trust that God is a keeper of His word, that He will protect His own, that He will hold your hand in your heart, it empowers you to do good. Doubt that God's on your side? Believe that God's angry with you, there's not going to be any strength to bring forth good. Delight yourself in the Lord. That's another one. Well, what's it mean? Delight means to be happy about or to take exquisite delight. I say find your happiness in the finished work of Christ, and you're going to find what Psalms 37:11 calls an abundance of peace. The third one, commit your way to the Lord. Now, the word commit is often translated as a rolling, such as the rolling of a stone away from a well in Genesis. And that means that you can roll your problems onto the Lord. Whatever presses you, give it to Jesus. He's taken your pressure. As Peter said, cast your cares upon the Lord, for He cares for you. The next one is rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. And the word rest is translated in the Hebrew as be silent or still. It really actually is only translated into the English as rest only one other time, and that's in Job. Sometimes it's best that we do not open our mouths to our detractors. We be silent. We be still. Because our tongue can really interfere with God's work, cause us to delay action. Honestly, Joshua told the children of Israel to be quiet when they marched around Jericho. He had seen terrible results of negative talk because he was one of 12 spies sent into the promised land to spy out the land and was one of only 2 that came back and said, we can take it. The other 10 actually ended up keeping Israel in the wilderness 40 years longer than they should have been because they doubted that they could take the land, and they spoke their doubt. That's Numbers 14, by the way, if you want to go look at that on your own. And then the last one David uses, cease from anger and forsake wrath. Only after you rest in the Lord can you successfully cease from anger. When we find perfect rest, our tongue's going to stop speaking negative. We'll begin to praise Him for what He's already accomplished. Not just what we see. We're going to easily lay down the wrath and the strife when we realize all that His finished work has accomplished. And then finally, the bookends. Fret not thyself. It's not a taskmaster command to the believer. It's a promise that's been paid for by the blood of Jesus. How can you and I fret when we see everything that Jesus has paid for? Well, it's difficult. No fretting allowed. Why would we? Jesus paid it all. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.